Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome into Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always at the start of this week's show by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford. His name is Kevin Carver. Kevin, it's good to talk to you, and we are into the part of the season here in the spring with baseball where things are really going to get determined. I know it's an exciting time.
Yeah, we are very excited. We're in the home stretch, and so much optimism and excitement around the baseball program, the best baseball program best baseball season we've ever had in program history, and the excitement of what potentially could happen in the next couple weeks. I think everyone on campus is buzzing about it, not just the athletic people, but even the professors and some of the regular students as well.
Yeah, no question about that. And what a season it's been, 46 wins in the regular season. Let's take a look at what's ahead now at the regional tournament.
Yeah, the region tournament is at Chesapeake starting Friday the 13th. So hopefully good weather. Chesapeake, they don't have lights, so it'll be hit or miss with the weather outlook this weekend.
Right.
But a four-team double elimination tournament, and Hartford with the top seed after their amazing season. They'll take on Hagerstown on Friday and then go from there. The other two teams in the tournament, Potomac State and the host Chesapeake Skipjacks, and it's kind of how it's been the last few years, and each of the last 4 years, the last two teams standing, Hartford and Potomac State, and it's kind of alternated back and forth, and luckily for Hartford, it happens to be, if you follow that same time frame, this is our year to win it, and it totally is our year to win it with the talent that we have, both offensively and pitching as well.
No question about that. So just to recap, we've talked about this before, but the winner of the region will host the district tournament a little bit later on in May, and next weekend, in fact, correct?
Correct. May 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Region 20 champion will host the district, the Eastern District Championship. And there's already two teams that have punched their ticket for that championship, two teams from South Carolina and North Carolina Region 10, Pitt Community College in North Carolina, and Spartanburg Methodist in South Carolina. And we usually play them in a lot of other sports because we're paired with that same region in other sports, especially baseball. Their baseball program is top-notch. They've gone to the World Series a couple of years, something that Hartford has not done. So half the field is set, and crossing our fingers, get things done this weekend, then we'll get to host an amazing baseball tournament with the winner that gets to go to Colorado in the College World Series.
And it's so nerve-wracking because the team's been so good all season, and there's every reason to have great confidence coming into this thing. But you know, like, there's that small part of you that has the feeling of all it takes is one day where, you know, some other pitcher is just really, really hot or something like that, and you know, and everything you've worked for can be ruined. It's just such a nerve-wracking part of the season now.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's kind of what happened to Hartford last year. Had a very good offensive team, not anywhere near as good as this year's team, but a very solid offensive team last year, and ran into two quality starters, probably the best two starters in the region, and just happened to face them, and they were on their game, like you said, and it just shut it down and ended the season. I don't see two pitchers of that caliber against us this year, but like you said, baseball, anything can happen. Double elimination tournament, something could happen, but I've got my fingers crossed. Behind the scenes, we're getting things ready to host this tournament next week, but obviously got to take care of business at Chesapeake this weekend first.
It's Fighting Owls Weekly. Kevin Carver's with us. He's the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford. Kevin, not the only exciting thing happening on campus, as someone has already punched their ticket to the national tournament.
Yeah, when I first got here, you know, looking in to see which teams are going to national tournaments, which teams are good and on the up and coming with the coaching staff and the student athletes that could do it. And one of those teams was the women's lacrosse team, and they punched their ticket to the national tournament last weekend for the fourth straight season. So there's a Final Four, and they always go in the last 4 years. So it's been another amazing season for the women's lacrosse team and head coach Nikki Murphy. This is the best team she's ever had, too. I feel like we keep saying that over and over again, but it's so true.
Yeah.
With the basketball teams, with the baseball team, and with the women's lacrosse team, their offense is so strong, and they go into the national tournament again. They did slip up in the region championship game, couldn't beat Howard for the third time this year. They say that's one of the hardest things to do, in sports is beat someone three times. And but even though they lost that game, they got they get the bid to the national championship, and they'll have to face the three-time defending champions from Monroe Community College in Rochester, New York, and that's where the tournament is this weekend.
Oh, so that's all. I mean, that's easy then, right?
Well, I mean, you look at it that way, they've got a 66-game win streak.
Yeah.
They've won the national championship 3 years in a row. But then when you look at the optimist side of it, you see, when they came to play us last month, it was a 22-12 final. And on the outside, you're like, well, that really wasn't that close. But the game was really, really close. I remember we talked about it. It was really competitive. Emotions were very, very high. And then I did a little research and found out why. It's because they've never given up 12 goals before.
Wow.
And so our offense was able to get 12 goals, and they kind of were scrambling. And they scored a lot of goals late to extend the lead. They had control of the game throughout a majority of it. But I believe that it was way closer than that. And then I went and looked this morning when I was getting ready for some notes for this championship. Since then, they've only given up 3 goals per game in the next 13 games.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
We made them mad, hopefully not too mad, but hopefully we'll be able to get back at it offensively and kind of sneak in there.
All right, real quick, some great recognition as far as postseason teams are concerned all throughout the departments.
Yeah, the spring postseason awards came back. We absolutely dominated almost all of them. We had 10 baseball players named to the All-Region team. That's never happened before. 5 on the All-Conference team, which is more teams and more difficult to get on. So 5 Hartford baseball players on that team. And honestly, to be honest, maybe Coach Eller won't say this, should have been more.
Wow.
No pitchers were named on the All-Conference team. And we had 2 pitchers that were 9-0 this year.
That's amazing.
But then you move to women's lacrosse, and they had a great season. They had 6 or 7 girls on their team. The men's lacrosse team had 7 guys on their team. And the softball team had a first team and a second team girl, and both freshmen. So the optimism there for next year as well.
All right, website, social media, real quick.
All right, HartfordAthletics.com. Get some live stats, live video, all the stuff going on for national championships and the stretch run to get to national championships, and social media. At Fighting Owls HCC is the Twitter account, and / Hartford Athletics on Facebook.
We'll talk Hartford baseball next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Two, if it, one, yep, 3.
Right now, there are ice-cold bottles of Coca-Cola with the lyrics to
Drop It Like It's Hot.
You'll find these perfectly refreshing for so many of life's shared moments. Like when your overeager friend bare hand grabs her burrito from the microwave.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When, out of the blue, the subject of your ex-girlfriend comes up.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When you're trying to enjoy an ice-cold Coca-Cola, you definitely do not want to.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Stop it.
Feeling loud, quiet, excited, chill, inspired, or maybe ready for an adventure? Whatever the moment, there's a Coke for it. And some of your favorite lyrics are waiting to be shared on bottles of Coca-Cola. So pick up a refreshing ice-cold Coke today and share a Coke and a song. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Back in here on Fighting Owls Weekly, Glenn Clark, now joined by the baseball coach at Hartford Community College. He is Coach Tom Eller. Coach, first of all, let's get this out of the way. I know that it's not the goal, and you got a lot of other things that you want to do, but 46 wins, a record for the program. Congratulations on a historic year for Hartford baseball.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, now, on to what's next. Let's go win a championship.
That's what we've been saying.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You've been around this team all year. They've played so well. How good, going into the regional, how good do you feel about where this team is?
Well, I mean, I think we always have a chance to win, but I don't feel great just because, you know, towards the end of the year, we locked up the Maryland JUCO Conference pretty early. We locked up our number one seed in the regional tournament pretty early. So towards the end of the year, you know, we weren't really playing for anything other than to hit 100 home runs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
we played a little sloppy the last couple weeks. And I think it mostly is just because, you know, they're not playing for something. Nothing's on the line for them. And it's a long season. It gets, you know, sometimes players get bored with, you know, the day in and day out struggles of college baseball. But, you know, I always think we have a chance to win. And I prepare our guys like, you know, it's the first game of the year, and we need to make sure we know how to do everything. So,
do you have your sophomores talk to your freshmen about last year and coming up short and try to get them to understand, like, hey, nothing's given to you when you get to this point. You can't just assume that you're the best team.
I don't really have them talk to it, because when it comes to, like, big games, I don't really want them to think, oh, this is a more important game than other games. I don't want them to think this is the biggest game of the year and put too much pressure on themselves. But I remind them, you know, in our pregame talk or you know, at practice or whatever, I say, hey, you don't want what happened last year. So, you know, last year I thought, you know, we had almost of as good a team as we had this year. And I thought we were the best team in the regional, and we ended up losing. So, you know, they definitely remind them that. And we have a lot of sophomores in the lineup. So, you know, the freshmen see, you know, how the sophomores act and what they're, you know, what they're focusing on, and it kind of rubs off. So
yeah, no, and that helps, no doubt about that. He is Coach Tom Eller, the Hartford baseball coach. He joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Coach, the postseason awards came out this week, and the only thing that jumped out at me is that for as many as you got, there's probably an argument you probably should have gotten some more.
Yeah, I mean, in those meetings, I mean, we're sitting there with four other coaches, and you know, we're sitting there voting, and we do a pretty good job at it. We lobby for each other, and you know, lobby for our guys, and some of our signed guys, like Josh Sylvester. I mean, he was 9-0, and he got second team all region. You know, could I have gotten him first team all region? I could have pressed a little bit harder, but at the same time, you know, they have a guy, you know, the other guy that got it, you know, he's a sophomore and he's uncommitted right now. So kind of even helping that guy out even
a
little bit. So, but I do agree that both our pitchers could have been on, you know, the first team All-Maryland JUCO as well. Sometimes there's kind of voting kind of a popularity contest.
Right. No, I understand how that works. But, I mean, again, the good news is that your guys very well represented. And I think what you're speaking to is really important, which is that for a lot of guys, the recognition is good for them for what they're trying to accomplish in the future.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely helps guys that are uncommitted to get that recognition and you know, to say, here's my resume. You know, I'm an all-region, all-conference player. So, yeah, I think it's very important.
Yeah, no question about that. And now we look ahead to the regional. It's this weekend, and the opportunity to perhaps host the district after that, and obviously even beyond that, the possibility of reaching the World Series in Colorado. Coach, we're not trying to put too much pressure on you. We're thrilled with everything you've accomplished. It's just that now we're getting greedy at this point. Now we're ready to really celebrate with the Fighting Owls, and we wish you nothing but the best as the postseason gets underway.
Well, I appreciate it. We're looking to do the same.
No doubt about that. He is Coach Tom Eller. When we come back in, we'll talk Hartford women's lacrosse. That's next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Attention food lovers!
While you're at the Hartford campus, don't forget to head just across the street to McShane's, featuring a great menu including burgers, panini, salads, seafood, and more. Enjoy a great cup of coffee or latte and just hang out. Or if you're in a hurry, call ahead for pickup. Come on over to McShane's. You can check out our menu first at McShanesGourmet.com and get a 10% discount with your Hartford ID or 20% with your Hartford ticket stub the day of or after the game. Don't forget, we cater too. McShane's, really good food.
Prayer Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Hartford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.drayerpt.com or call 1-855-5-DRAYER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
Third and final segment, it is Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark now joined by the women's lacrosse coach at Hartford. She is Coach Nikki Murphy. Coach, it's good to talk to you, and I know that everything is very exciting right now as you get to go to the national tournament. I know the matchup's tough, but I still imagine it's something that you're looking forward to a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we work for, you know, the whole season to get to nationals. So It's very exciting. We definitely do have a challenging road ahead of us to play Monroe. We played them back on March 25th, and we lost 22-12. That was the most goals I think that's been scored on them in a while. So we feel good about that. We took that away, but we definitely need to bring some defense in and, you know, have a really strong game all around to be able to compete at that level.
So take me through that, because, you know, obviously when you see 22-12, the first thing that jumps out was, wow, that was a lopsided game. But as you pointed out,
yeah
I mean, they don't give up a lot of goals. They've allowed, since that point, only 3.2 goals per game. So you scored four times that amount in that game. How do you hold them down and not let them race out to the 20-goal mark and keep it in a range where you can knock them off late in the game?
There's a couple things that we're working on and looking to really keep a close eye on throughout the game. The draw is crucial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is a game changer. And when we played them back in March, we surprised them because we won the draw a lot. And that was in the first half. We won some in the second half as well, but we really shocked them in the first half. So we want to go in and really stand strong and give them a real fight in that draw to try and win it outright. But if we don't win it, then we need to work on slowing them down. I've noticed their transition is just so crisp and fluid, and they just hit one player to the next, moving down the field. So they connect really well there. So what we're working on is being able to slow that down and get into a settled defense more and try and see how we do there. I think if we can get them settled, and our settled defense is very strong, so we're just going to shoot for that and then see if we can cause some turnovers to get the ball down the other end of the field.
Harford women's lacrosse coach Nikki Murphy with us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Coach, how much confidence do you sense from your girls, having faced this team before and knowing what they're capable of doing themselves, how much confidence do you think they have coming into this rematch?
I mean, I think they should, and we've been telling them to have all the confidence in the world in themselves, because as individuals, they're very talented, and as a team, they just are very special. They have a lot of chemistry on the field, so we really try and tell them, you have the ability, and it's just a matter of executing it game day. So, you know, what we played in the regional championship game on Sunday, and we ended up losing to Howard by 3 points, and that was intense. That was a really big learning experience for us. And, you know, we haven't lost a lot this season. We've lost twice, one to Onondaga, one to Monroe. So we took a lot from that. And I think, I'm hoping that they will be very confident going into this game with their own abilities.
Is there any part of you that does the thing where you say, hey, look, no matter what happens, this season is a success? Or do we save that conversation for next week?
No, I think we do. Well, we haven't really had that conversation yet, but I think today, we practiced the evening. I think, you know, this week we've been really hard on them in practice and, you know, really trying to let them know Monroe's going to come out really hard, lots of high pressure, and we don't want to sugarcoat anything. So we're being very open and honest. And I think today we've done our part. We, you know, we've mentally prepared them. And now we need to just say, you know what? You've come so far. We're so proud of you. You know, let's just do what we know how to do.
Yeah.
And kind of ease up on that pressure, high intensity, and just let them do their own thing. That's where they do some of their best work. I mean, highlight reel, beautiful stuff on attack and defense when they just don't think about it and they just do it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're hoping to set the vibe today in practice like that. Now, tomorrow we're going to leave at 8:30 in the morning. We got a long drive up to Rochester, New York, and we actually are going to practice up there for an hour before we have the banquet that they always have for nationals. So that, again, hopefully we can just be really relaxed and build their confidence and just let them do their thing, like get on the field, shake off the nerves, you know, and the long bus ride that we had, and just kind of let them do their thing.
Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best, and luck. Looking forward to talking about you knocking off the Giants of Monroe.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. She is women's lacrosse coach Nikki Murphy. I got to remind you that this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Everyone have a great week.